tonight allows people a release for all the hatred and violence that they keep up inside them.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, your government thanks you for your participation.
Help me!
Our target for this year's purge is hiding in your home. You have 1 hour to find him and give him to us, or we'll kill all of you.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm a fan of speculative fiction and horror movies, but sometimes when they collide, the whole is less than the sum of its parts. The Purge has an interesting idea, but the premise is delivered poorly, and the movie has trouble staying on focus. The film follows a family in the year 2022 during the annual Purge, a 12-hour event during which no crime will be punished. This is a yearly thing the government does to give people a chance to act out violently in order to suppress actions throughout the year. During the movie, one family goes into lockdown, but their home comes under attack. While it has some spooky moments reminiscent of The Strangers and offers an interesting what-if question, it's so hard to swallow the fact that it would be accepted practice a short 9 years into the future. Along with some painfully unsubtle political preaching, The Purge doesn't quite stand up on its own. The Purge gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.